From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting another global effort to resolve the Syrian conflict. Syria's civil war will be the focus of a second round of talks in Vienna Saturday, involving U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry, who embarks Thursday on a trip that will also take him to Tunisia and Turkey. Regional analyst David Lesh of Trinity University says while the talks bring 17 world powers, the UN and EU together on ways to end the nearly five-year conflict, differences remain.
There are wide gaps between many of the participants, those that support the Syrian government and those that are against the Syrian government, particularly over the disposition of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. One of the biggest problems is the nature of the opposition, which has been fragmented from the beginning and still is fragmented.
He says Syria, along with allies Iran and Russia, view almost all the opposition as terrorists and therefore unacceptable as negotiating partners. Speaking Wednesday at a meeting on Malta among European and African officials, French President Francois Hollande said Africa needs more development aid in order to curb the flow of migrants to Europe.
L'enjeu, c'est de...
Mr. Hollande says what is at stake is a limit of emigration and making development a key part of the solution. EU Foreign Policy Chief Federica Mogherini says the issue has entered a new phase and not merely a European problem.
Now we are in the second stage somehow, building this partnership with our African partners and deciding common instruments to manage this.
The two-day summit, which ends Thursday, is focusing on the reasons why people are leaving their home countries. Europe has offered nearly $2 billion in aid to African countries. Some 800,000 people have crossed into Europe by sea so far this year, nearly four times the number who made the journey in 2014. This is VOA News. The UN Security Council is expected to unanimously adopt a resolution Thursday that calls for an end to violence in Burundi and threatening sanctions against anyone who stands in the way of the search for a peaceful solution. The measure expresses concern about ongoing escalation of insecurity and the lack of dialogue among parties. It also urges all sides to cooperate with mediation efforts led by Ugandan President Yoweri Museveni. The top UN official in Iraq, Jan Kubisch, said Wednesday that Iraq's security forces are making slow but deliberate headway against self-proclaimed Islamic State fighters who control large portions of the country's territory.
In central Iraq, the Iraqi security forces, popular mobilization forces, and tribal volunteers have retaken key areas, including Beji, which is now under government control. The pro-government forces have proven their ability to conduct military operations in several areas simultaneously. The global coalition to counter ISIL has become more effective in supporting the Iraqi security forces and the Peshmerga, both in direct military activities and training, and in providing supplies of material.
The envoy said Iraqi forces and tribal volunteers are planning more operations in areas such as the Anbar provincial capital Ramadi and the northern Kurdish region. According to VOA correspondent Steve Herman, Myanmar's opposition National League for Democracy has captured at least 273 seats from Sunday's parliamentary election and needs less than 60 more to form a majority government, ending decades of military-led rule. Herman says President Thein Sein has congratulated the opposition leader Aung San Suu Kyi on the apparent landslide victory.
The government is now acknowledging that and reaching out to Aung San Suu Kyi and the NLD and saying from the president's office directly that President Thein Sein will work for a peaceful transition of power.
The country's information minister says the president has accepted an offer from the Nobel laureate to hold talks once the election process is complete. Rival factions of al-Shabaab militants clashed in Somalia in the latest sign of a split over whether to align with al-Qaeda or the Islamic State. The fighting near Sakhaw in the middle Juba region killed nine fighters and wounded several others. Some al-Shabaab fighters have called for the group to end its long-term alliance with al-Qaeda and pledge loyalty to the IS group. Angola Wednesday marked 40 years of independence with President José Eduardo dos Santos vowing to respect human rights and basic freedoms. He also pledged to accelerate economic diversification and employment growth in the oil-rich nation, which emerged from a nearly 30-year civil war in 2002 with a ceasefire. Mr. Dos Santos, who's been in power for nearly 40 years, has been criticized over a crackdown on human rights. Amnesty International cites instances of arbitrary arrest, prison terms, forced disappearances, torture, and extrajudicial killings. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.